two things, and they're not comfortable subjects or topics. They should not be, but I know some want to avoid these type of conversations. But on ABC this week, that's hosted by George Stephanopoulos. There we go. Get it right the second time. He had Nancy Mace on. Nancy Mace is a Republican lawmaker from the East Coast that was on to talk about her endorsement of Donald Trump and you know, some of the liability claims that have been held up in a grand jury. This is an uncomfortable exchange, but it's one that I think you really have to listen to understand where people will twist themselves in knots just to be in favor of an individual and the base that does support him. So take a listen to Nancy Mace and George Stephanopoulos from this week on ABC.
How do you square your endorsement of Donald Trump with the testimony we just saw?
Well, I will tell you, I was raped at the age of 16. And any rape victim will tell you, I've lived for 30 years with an incredible amount of shame over being raped. I didn't come forward because of that judgment and shame that I felt. And it's a shame that you will never feel, George. And I'm not going to sit here on your show and be asked a question meant to shame me about another potential rape victim. I'm not going to do that.
It's actually not about shaming you. It's a question about
Donald Trump. No, you are shaming
me. You've endorsed Donald Trump for president.
Right.
Donald Trump has been found liable for rape by a jury. Donald Trump has been found liable for defaming the victim of that rape by a jury. It's been affirmed by a judge.
It was not a criminal court case, number one. Number two, I live with shame. And you're asking me a question about my political choices, trying to shame me as a rape victim, and I find it disgusting.
Why are you supporting someone who's been found liable for rape?
I just answered your question.
What is the answer?
He was not found guilty in a civil, in a criminal court of law. It was sexual abuse. It wasn't actually rape, by the way. And E. Jean Carroll joked about all the money she's going to get and made a mockery out of this case. And I think that's offensive. There's a reason why women don't come forward. And when you have someone who says that they're raped and they make a mockery out of this civil court judgment, it's offensive to other women. It makes it harder for other women to come forward when another woman has made a mockery of it.
You said women don't come forward because they are afraid. They are afraid
they're
because
judged
they are defamed
and shamed
by those
like you're
who
trying to shame me this morning.
They are afraid to come forward, as you said, because they are defamed by those who commit the rape. That's what Donald Trump has been found guilty of doing.
He defended himself over that and denies that it ever happened, but he was not found guilty in a criminal court of law. It was a civil judgment.
So is that the distinction you're making? A civil judgment is okay, but a criminal judgment
is
not.
This is different.
Can we pull up the Washington Post headline right there? In fact, it has been shown to be rape. The judge affirmed that it was, in fact, rape. Donald Trump was found to have committed rape. That's just a fact.
That is a civil judgment, not a criminal court. They're two very different things, and you know better.
Well, I just showed you the facts.
You know better.
You show that you're very comfortable with what Donald Trump has done.
And what you've done is offensive to women who've been raped. What you've done this morning is offensive.
We'll let the viewers decide about that.
You are just the viewer and the observer. Your judgment on that, because what I heard was a lawmaker doing everything to defend a guy who doesn't deserve it, that in fact, when you're talking about, well, the reason why women don't come forward is because they get judged, they get defamed, they do all these things to that victim that comes forward, when in fact, an argument can be made, that's exactly what Representative Nancy Mace was doing right there to E. Jean Carroll, which was the testimony, was all the things that happened before this. So, makes sense of this to me, because everything that she was talking about in that clip, Nancy Mace, that lawmaker, about why people don't come forward, and then literally using that to go after the individual that brought against Donald Trump, and which a jury said, yep, and which a judge affirmed that, yes, it was rape. It doesn't add up. And this is just the latest of a very long list of examples where people twist themselves into knots over this. And I don't get it. People will sell out whatever integrity they have to, in fact, be in that light group that you are all in. We saw it from Doug Burgum when he was too afraid to say whether or not he agreed with what Mike Pence did on January 6th. He completely sold out. It was without question there. This seems to be on a whole other level. But there is a disconnect there. There are those who will say how terrible of an act this is, and they're right. But then they, for some reason, look the other way in this moment. Not in all of them, but in this one in particular. And you heard that on full display just there on ABC this week. George Stephanopoulos was not shaming her for the tragic, unacceptable thing that she went through when she was 16. There may have been a little bit of a shame saying, how could you then endorse somebody who was found liable of doing exactly the same thing? That's where the shame comes in. 35270, that's the Adventure RV Text Club. I've got comments coming on in. I'll get to those when we come back here on After He's Live about what do you find that he was in the wrong, or that by that I mean George Stephanopoulos or Nancy Mace. What's saying that you brought shame? No, you brought shame. Who's in fact right in your opinion? We'll get to your response on After He's Live when we come back here on KFGO.